I tell you, it's just trying to wrap my thoughts around the situation here. What's the world today? I'm here in Europe, I'm here in Sweden, and there's this tension going on between multiculturalism and nationalism, this and that. And yes, our country here has changed its face. Well, it's been changed by the politicians. Some politicians, according to their idea, how it should be changed into a multicultural society, and it really has become so, which I personally think is good in many ways, because it was used to be rather inbred. But tensions, different cultures, different religions, different outlooks, suddenly having to coexist, which takes some effort, some intelligence, some understanding, some heart, some tolerance and broad-mindedness, and, you know, higher human qualities. And the question is, if we humans today, here or wherever, are mature enough to handle that. If we are, then very good. It's good to learn to understand and tolerate and respect each other. But you know, there's more to it. We need to also see history, because whatever is happening now is a result of that history. And those people on the other side who think that, well, we should keep our country, for our people, why should we? Mess around like this. Giving our jobs and apartments and this and that to foreigners who don't even appreciate or understand or are interested in. Following our culture. I want to even take it over with theirs, so their religion. I mean, let's face it, there are those two sides and they all have their reasons. Now, the first reaction, whatever side you are on, could be and is often an aggressive stance. These others, they, and something nasty. But you know, if we humans are able to raise up to what I think is really civilized human life, we should also learn to tolerate and respect, understand, and have a constructive dialogue on that level between the camps, because, well, on both sides, and I think that's often the case, there are good people and there are bad people. So it goes a bit deeper, it's about us people. And you know, the multiculturalism, if you want to look a bit deeper historically that way, find today in our societies here in Europe, is really ironically created by ourselves. Of course, our predecessors, but anyway, the Europeans, Americans, the white people, have created this themselves. How? Look at history and open your eyes. Colonialism, systematic exploitation. Enslavement, sucking out the resources and practically the blood from entire continents. Africa, South America, India. Well, even North America. And so on. Which has left, and still today, that remains so. so many people, so many countries, and those continents underdeveloped, messed up, hungry, homeless, living on incomes that is really on the level of slaves. That is the situation. So it is not strange if people from those places want to come here to these places. Where all the resources went, the money, the oil, the gold and the diamonds and whatever. And it is not strange if there are conflicts, if those people coming to this world of the rich club and seeing the result of that, hundreds of years of colonial exploitation. That's where all the goods from our country, from our people went. To those people over there in the rich part of the world who now sit there thinking themselves superior, so superior to us. Well, they got to learn. And well, what comes around goes around. What goes around comes around. Karma is a bitch sometimes, but fair. So, all I can say looking at it is, well, be ready for anything, but know that the solution there in how you and I are towards each other as people. Today. The past is the past. What counts is today. How we are to each other. We have a wonderful, fantastic chance today with our incredible communications society to learn and understand each other, differences of religions and philosophies and political systems and cultures and people. to learn that ultimately, at the end of the day, we are. Big family. And if we are religious, it's easy to see, because we have the same parents.